Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't murder master music show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah, what is up? Episode 303. Tonight we got a double feature. You know what I'm saying? We got the Black Rolling Stones, which consists of KD from the Lynch Mob and Arson Al. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be, they're going to be up first. They're actually going to be calling in about 10, 15 minutes. Then after that, we got the homie Don Blanco, Paystyle. You know what I'm saying? UGS family right there. Shout out to Don Blanco. Shout out to the homie Emo. Everybody over there in Sacramento.
Yes, yes.
How you feeling, man? You feeling any better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. My voice starting to get back. It's, you know, it ain't all the way there. I've been mumbling. I'm like one of the new age rappers this week. Mumbling all fucking week. I should have made an album, Prez.
Yeah, you could have made an album in 2 days.
Yeah, I would have. I probably would have went platinum.
Yeah,
by today's
sort of
standards.
Million ringtones.
A bunch of guys
wearing tights and little shoelaces with big shoes. These motherfuckers, man, I don't get their fashion. I see these dudes in public. I look at them, I'm like, what the fuck is this guy thinking? You know, did he dress himself in Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Right.
He looks like something.
Man,
out
I tell you one
thing,
Fred. I don't really be wishing that allergies to no fucking body. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man.
It ain't really nothing you can do with your allergies, man. Like, only thing you can do is suppress, you know what I'm saying, or get out of the area where they fucking with you. But I don't wish this shit on nobody, man, because it make you feel like you got a cold, but you don't have a cold. So it's like almost being sick without being sick. It's just nothing you really can do.
My dad was telling me back in the day in the 50s, the 40s, you got sick when it got cold and everything. Now you get sick. It's almost like everybody gets sick at the exact same time. You know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
and what happens is the cough medicine, the allergy companies, their stocks go through the fucking roof. It makes you wonder, you know, what the fuck they're spraying up there? Like, let's spray
right,
a few over here.
Especially when you have an allergic reactions, because you
allergies
make
over
you think
here.
That, right, it make you think you got a cold, so you run to the store, you buy all this cold medicine, a Theraflu, a cough drops, chloroseptic, whatever the fuck you might have to get. And the whole time you really don't have a cold, so that medicine ain't fighting nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think that's what you need, but really it's just something in the air that you're breathing that affects your sinuses and shit like that. And it, when, once your head starts fucking up, it drains to your through your throat, chest, and throughout your body, man. You know what I'm saying? So this shit be fucked. I don't wish this shit really on nobody, man. Especially if you lose your voice without screaming or nothing. Like, I literally couldn't talk Monday and Tuesday. Like, for real. Kind of scary at times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't
well,
say
I'm
shit.
Glad, I'm glad you're getting on the mend. You're getting a little bit better. You know, nobody likes to be sick, man. That's the worst fucking
no,
thing
man.
In the world. You know what I'm saying? But tonight we got the Black Rolling Stones, KD Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? Followed by Don Blanco. I think I said that in the beginning. They're going to be coming on here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? They got a new project that's out right now. It's available online everywhere. You know what I'm saying? KD and Arsenal, the Black Rolling Stones. The mixtape, you know what I'm saying? It's dope. I got some tracks we're gonna preview. My song that I keep playing over and over again, Send Me a Sign.
Uh-huh.
It's a dope song. It's one of them positive songs. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna play that right now, and then we got some party stuff. We got some other tracks to play. But I'm gonna play this one here right now. It's called Send Me a Sign by KD and Arsenal, the Black Rolling Stones. And make sure you get that. It's on iTunes, it's all over the place. Just type in Black Rolling Stones. Here it is.
No matter how much, no matter how much, we can't give up, we can't give up. No matter how much, no matter how much, we can't give up, we can't give up.
No matter how much I pray, the world ain't getting no better.
No better.
Not to see that I'll.
Faith, yep. Things changing, nope. It's a must we pray, cause all we got is hope. Now mama work two jobs, cause daddy stuck on dope. With all these trials and tribulations, make it hard to cope. The road might be bumpy, depend on what pastor choose. Social media got us tripping, our followers like some views. And authority, while we're giving power, do they misuse? We always get abused, don't wanna watch the news. Black lives matter, don't shoot hands up. Too many broken homes, fathers need to man up. What makes a nation rise in the event of crisis? Terrorist attack, ISIS, strapped with explosives, lift the prices.
No matter how much I pray, the world ain't getting no better.
No better.
Not to see that I'll ever let up. Lord, could you send me a
Lord, could you send me a sign?
And lately I'm going out of my mind. Feels like I'm lost in time. But I know it's all your design. So Lord, could you send me a Lord, could you send me a sign? 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 Lord, could you send me a sign?
Too many babies dying, too many mothers crying. From all the police sirens, unemployment set an all-time high. Amongst black males, 17 to 35, and they wonder why. We gotta get it how we live. I ain't never seen a politician missing no meal. I'm subjected to the same education as our kids. Anticipation of losing, God is ready to quit. But this can't be it. God, could you send me a sign? Gotta get the grip. Cause I think I'm losing my mind, and it's obvious that it's all by your design. I'm trying to keep my faith, but no matter what I find, that
To the show on the headphones too, and there's like a 2-3 second delay. It's kind of fucked up. I don't know if you've ever done that before. It kind of throws you off a bit. You know what I'm saying? Because they're hearing everything we're saying a few seconds after we say it. I'll tell you what, man. We've been we knocked out episode 300, and we're moving along. Tomorrow we got episode 305. That's going to be a dope show, man. That's the dude that drew the artwork for Machiavelli. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot of art for Death Row. He's got a book out right now full of all of his artwork. You know what I'm saying? Tune in tomorrow, same place, same time, UGSForLife.com, 9 p.m. Central. Yeah, man, we had Project Born on the other day with Monte Cristo. That was a dope show. Flint to Detroit, you know what I'm saying? We got a little bit of love over at Fable Lovers. They posted a link up there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. And shout out to everybody that finally started reporting on what Poppy and what Shan and Raheem and everybody was saying. A lot of these dudes were sleeping on that. You know what I'm saying? And you notice it was a quick burst. You know what I'm saying? It happened within a matter of a few hours. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a day tops. And everybody quit reporting. Everybody's like, oh, shit. You know, let's get it out there real quick. And then it'll shut up. I mean, it hit Lab, BET, the Boombox, XXL, you name it. Real quick and real fast. It's like they didn't want to put all the attention on it. And then they start covering up with all these swag and these lame stream stories, which is what they do. That's why we do one or two shows a week, you know what I mean? It marinates with you for a good week. You ain't got to soak up 20, 30 fucking things at once. They keep talking about the game and his beef or whatever with Meek Mills. That's stupid. That's just to sell fucking records. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is, you know what I'm saying, with these guys, man. They think that, you know, a beef is what hip-hop needs right now. No, right now it needs unity. You know what I'm saying? It needs fucking unity. It doesn't need anything like that. But then again, we're talking about the lamestream. Those guys, plus they're trying to do like some East-West thing. It's like, oh man, people lost their lives over that shit. Let that shit go.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit gonna happen again. It's gonna be people that ain't even really got nothing to do directly with the, you know what I'm saying, situation.
Fucking bullshit.
You're gonna have kids fighting each other because they, you know, I ride with Game and or I ride with Meek Mills, and don't none of them give a fuck about them like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
if it's all about music, it's all about music, man. Because what could come out of it is some dope songs. Like I heard the second song that Game made, and it's all right. But all it is you just joning. If y'all want to just jone and talk shit about each other, you don't got to make up some beef and saying motherfuckers snitching on you or this and that to do that. You just want to
have
if y'all want to battle motherfuckers and see who the tightest, that's what's good for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with being competitive and saying y'all whack. If you think somebody whack, call them out. But if you gonna call them out, your shit better be right. When K Reno put their songs out, yeah, you know what I'm saying. When they put out their songs, they don't do that shit thinking that they're gonna hurt some feelings. They know they're gonna hurt some feelings.
Oh,
they don't put the shit out.
Well, I tell you what, I think we got the homies, the Black Rolling Stones, KD, and the homie Arson Al. How you guys doing?
What's up, Jay?
What's up with
you,
boy?
What's going on,
man? They're trying to get it in, man.
I'll tell you what, I've been marinating on the project, man. It's dope. We just played Send Me a Sign. It's, you know, a lot of substance, and it relates to what's going on today. Hardcore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you guys do a song like that, you know what I'm saying, how do you go about that? You get in the studio and sit down and create it, or do you send verses back and forth? What's the whole recording process like for a deep song like that?
Well, I mean, the way shit is going on right now, man, it's not that hard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got the beat.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know, felt it had to be a serious song. And with all this shit that's going on, man, with the cops and, you know what I'm saying, and shooting unarmed black people or whatever, you know, we just, I don't know, man, it just came about, you know what I'm saying? We just sat down and got with Low Digs, and Arsenal came up with the hook, man, and everything just flowed, man. It just came together. It wasn't hard at all, man, because like I said, it's just everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, right? You know, the crazy thing is, you know what I'm saying, there's so much attention on everything that's going on, yet people still ain't being held accountable. And it's going to take people to make songs and to raise awareness, because the media ain't doing their fucking job. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
The media seems to be just demonizing the victims. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. You know? But, you know, here we are. It's 2016. You know what I'm saying? You decided to come back with a project. You know what I'm saying? Why now?
Well,
I think I asked you this the other night, but, you know, why ask you again for the thing?
You know, everything is timing and the feel, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to sit there and lie and say these previous years I wasn't trying or didn't want to come out. It's just, you know, I did projects, you know, we finished a couple of projects, but it never came out. You know, I got about three or four projects that we finished and they never came out. But when I got with Arsenal on this one, everything just came together and, you know, I don't know, it just felt right. Like I say, timing, man, timing in the field. Just everything just came together and it felt right. It just felt like it was time. Which it should have been time a long time ago, but, you know, saying all the dots wasn't connected and the T's wasn't crossed, so, you know, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, but better late than never, man, you know what I'm saying? And it's the skills, you know what I'm saying, they're right there, they're up to par. The music, you know what I'm saying, the music is definitely banging. What has
appreciate
been the reaction
that
you guys have been getting so far?
Nothing but positive, bro, so far, man. People loving it, man. People loving it. I mean, so far, from what I've heard, you the first person to tell me that, you know, that show me a sign was, you know, one of those songs. But now people have been loving it, man. What you been hearing now?
Oh, man, I got a number of great reviews from the record, man. A lot of people like the well-roundedness, and KD still sounding relevant and not sounding like you're spending some time warp or something. So I've got a number of good reactions, man. It's been a good project, man. I can't wait to take it on the road and really let the people see it.
That's
Hell yeah. Speaking of taking it on the road, you guys got a tour plan? If so, where do you guys want to take it to?
We open right now for any tour that's out there right now. We haven't set up anything in stone. We have a few conversations, but as soon as we do, we'll let you know.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because you can get your music, you know what I'm saying, to this, like you said, to these younger guys, man, and maybe they could get some substance from y'all. You know what I mean? They can get some knowledge and stuff from what you're doing. And you know, we definitely want to play another track or two. But if someone wants to go cop it right now, Where is it at? Is it online, or do you guys have hard copies available as well?
We probably have hard copies ready in about a couple more weeks or so. But they can go get the digital copies at all outlets, you know, iTunes, Apple Music, Rhapsody, all of those type of stuff.
Google Play. Yeah, hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So anybody listening, man, go out and get that right now. You know what I'm saying? Track I want to play right now. Rotation, tell everybody about this one.
Rotation. I mean, pretty much, man, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, we celebrating, we living life, things is coming together for us. We got everything in rotation, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're trying to get right now in rotation is this song, man. We're trying to get it in rotation on the station. Other than that,
there,
man, the Fluence is in rotation. The Breeze is in rotation. You know? It's a beautiful thing right now, baby.
Hell yeah. Here it is. You know what I'm saying? Black Rolling Stones rotation will be right back. Don't go nowhere. Hit the line, 714-409-0548. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Yeah. Ain't no squares in this circle, man. KD. Horse and ass. What up, Fudge? Gonna pop another bottle of booze.
Rotation.
Never hate, get dough is the rules I live by. Slow motion in the fast lane, I'm just trying to live life. From nothing to something, accomplishing big high. On platinum albums, touring the world, my name in big lights. And to my haters, fuck what your opinion is. To me, your opinion ain't nothing short as a minion is. Dealing with this game in these lanes became so strenuous. Now we keep everything in rotation, that's continuous. So disrespectful with it, like I made the rules. A rolling stone, my home, wherever I lay my shoes. The distance between me and them, I wasn't afraid to lose. But kept a low profile like Dub C, pay my dues. My nigga pulled me back in, now they can't stop this shit. Continuous drinking and celebrate from our accomplishments. Make it hard on them, ain't no easing by me. Why I'm grinning, cause we winning, that's the reason why we. From all these pretty women in this hip that I be hitting, swear they both be finger licking. What to do, say in my vision. Might make some bad decisions, cross the bottle, hope I kill it. Pray to God I'm still living and don't end up in prison before the night is ended. Free on my comrades, shout out to real niggas. Only ones you see me smoking with. I ain't for the joking, bitch, cause interrogation will turn these rappers in the focal list. And no wonder why I'm over it. Watching baby work a body just like a contortionist. Round and round the post she go. Baby, so fortunate that they playing my song and I wanna see your money swim. Now let me see you breaststroke. Yeah. And I might show you my backstroke. Huh? Depending how you act though, it's only natural. We got these.
Rotation, 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 rot
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Bumper,
smooth G funk, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a good smoking song right there.
Man.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Hell yeah.
I encourage that. Please do. Light up.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. We got a caller here on the line. Let's see, this is the homie Sin from France. How you doing? Calling all the way in from France, man. What's popping with you?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Scott. Hi, Mike J. Hi, KG.
What's up with us,
man? Hi, Hassanil.
What's going on?
I'm going good. I got a question. When you for KD, when you joined with the CIA, struck illegal, you Cube and Semester Jinx sounded really like a Beastie Boys. Is Beastie Boys inspired by your Queen action, or you be inspired by Beastie Boys? It's a question.
Okay, one more time. You said, was we inspired by what?
The Beastie Boys, I think.
Oh, the Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys. Oh. Hey, you know, you know that's funny because it was a little bit of that inspiration in there. You're right, bro. Hey, me and Q, we used to bump it on the way to school, man, every day. We used to bump the Beastie Boys album every day on the way to school. So, you're right. It was, no doubt.
Wow. Yeah, because Cube, you, and got this wild voice like Beastie Boys. It's crazy. Some people who don't know you could think it was Beastie Boys. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Sin's pretty much a fucking encyclopedia of rap. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what the fuck he's going to add. But he hit the nail on the head.
My friend,
you know what I'm saying? Beastie Boys. I mean, that's
I tripped out when he came with the CIA. I was like, whoa, he coming with the CIA on me.
Yeah, that's good. That's going back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That stuff, you know what I'm saying, is classic. You know, it's highly sought after. You know what I'm saying? And here you are in 2016 still doing it. You know what I'm saying? I applaud you for it. And as far as Arsenal goes, you know what I'm saying, you definitely – you know what I'm saying? You came with it too. Sin, you have a question for Al as well?
Yeah, I got a question for us and Al. It's about your solo album, Just a Damn Movie, and the meaning behind this title also. Tell about this album.
Well, basically, it's kind of self-explanatory in a way. I kind of felt like during that time, or the standing of my life where I was at that moment when I was writing that album, it was feeling like a movie. It was like every day was a new episode. So I just that was just where I felt, and the project felt like a complete movie as I was listening to it. So I wanted to really make it actually a visual as I was writing it, but I wasn't able to do that. But I just hope people listen to it and see what I was actually trying to create.
Yeah, okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay,
thanks for hitting the line, Sen. Great questions, man.
That's
what I'm talking about, man. See, there's people out there, you know, they got nothing but love for you, and people go out there and cop this new mixtape. It's almost like an album, though. You know what I mean? It's almost like an album. So I mean, they're getting a lot for their money. What about videos? You guys got any videos?
Yeah, we got some coming for that. We have a few on the internet that we've done already, as far as like on YouTube and all that little kind of stuff. But we definitely have some videos coming soon for this project. Just keep on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
And back to what you were saying about it's an EP. It is an album. It's 18 tracks on there.
Yeah. No, you're saying it was a mixtape. We call it the mixtape, basically. I didn't want to call it an album because I knew so many people was waiting on KD. So I felt like when he got his chance to do an album, I wanted it to be his own baby. So this one, I just made it a mixtape basically because it was just me and him in here building, trying to create some heat. So we're looking at it like an LP. I don't want people to be like, oh, KD did an LP with Arsenal. You know, I want his LP to be legendary, the next one he came with. So I basically wanted to warm y'all up for for him to hit y'all up out of here with a big boom.
Oh, hell yeah. So there's going to be solo projects in the works then?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, this just the beginning, folks. You hear that? You got more music on the way. So who's coming first? Arsenal or KD?
Arsenal just dropped one. He just got one day. Daydreaming. He just dropped Black Rolling Stone.
Yeah, in the summertime, I dropped Daydreaming. I did a project with Cocaine Producers. We put it out on iTunes and all that. It's out there, man. Go check it out. It's real cool. It's a short stretch of To the Point project. I think I put about probably 10 to 12 records on there. I got a real dope record on there called Still Ain't Free, talking about what's going on out here in the world and how hard it is for these brothers putting their hands up and still being shot. It's a real dope album, man. Go check it out. I did it one producer, Cocaine Producers, man. It's real dope.
Yeah, shout out
and of course
to Cocaine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And only KD featured on it, to be honest. I like Jay Z line when he said on that song, "I don't rap with suckers." I really don't.
Right.
That's real shit. You mentioned Cocaine, man. Whenever you mention that, automatically G Funk, I think. You know what I'm saying? G Funk. To me, that's one of the dopest, forms of rap.
I did it with my Cocaine the artist. It's a production crew called Cocaine Producers. Young West Coast crew.
Okay.
Yeah, Young West Coast crew. They up and coming, man. Real dope cats, man. It's, selection for cats, man. So they actually work on that project. Yeah, I let them do all the production on that project. I usually get producers from all over the world to work on one thing, but this particular time I wanted to just particularly work with one producer and see how it worked, and I really enjoyed that project. So. It's got that young LA sound and still that a few soulful records in there as well. But they real young LA sound again, man. Just keep it live. It was good for the summer.
Yeah. For real, y'all get a chance, make sure you go check it out. Serious business, just check it out. It's nice.
Most definitely, man. And I'm also seeing three. I'm seeing Lynch Mob. All kinds of stuff online.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys got something cooking, man. Can you talk about what's going on and what's coming up in the future with the Lynch Mob?
I mean, it's really still all in the brewing section. It's coming together. We talking. We've been in the studio. We just trying to find the right angle to come with it, man. We just trying to get everybody together, get everybody on the right page, man. And we gonna smash. But yeah, we definitely. Been talking. We definitely been in the studio, and we definitely gonna make it happen. Three got something coming. He finna drop something in a minute himself. He got a video finna come out, and we got a Lynch Mob single that we working on right now. So we trying to put it together, man. A lot of things coming together.
How is JD? Do you have any communication with him?
I haven't, but I heard. I heard good things, man. I heard he might be getting released pretty soon. So I'm hoping
really?
For my brother, man. I'm hoping he do.
Oh man, that would be dope. You know what I'm saying? That would be real dope. Cause dude was always talented. Always came with it. You guys got a lot of stuff going on, obviously. But right now, Black Rolling Stones, that's out. That's available. Everybody can cop that and pick that up. We're going to play another track. Then we're going to come back, chop it up with you for a few more minutes. This one here is called Side Piece. Tell everybody about the side piece.
I mean, like Al said on another song, man, it's really self-explanatory, man. Side piece as far as, the girl you got on the side, man. You got your main piece, and then you got your side piece.
We still keeping it gigolo, man. We gotta keep that. He's still a player, man. So we gotta keep it still real player out here for y'all.
Hey, man, this is a guy. Yeah, I mean, this is the guy who put out Ash Cash of Cash. No one rides for free. So I already know. Side piece. Black Rolling Stones. We'll be right back right here, Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah,
Man, I was cool on that ass, man. I told baby to lose my number real quick. Hey, what happened to that little bitch I seen you with last week, though?
Hey, man, that little bro was bad, man. She was talking about trying to make me a husband the same night.
What?
You know what I had to tell her?
You can be my sidekick, but you can never be my entree. So what if you find me to be Beyonce? The way my gigolo was set up, I never sway. So what I'm trying to say is you can be my side piece, but you will never be my entree. So what if you find me to be Beyonce? The way my gigolo was set up, I never sway. So what I'm trying to say is you can be my side piece. Like the licks your wing on the side of my five piece I got from Louisiana Fry, baby, try me. Better hear you crawling in submission while I proudly stand tall behind you where the teaching. Ain't no sorry for pimping, it's the Lowry's edition. Because the way I'm seasoned, gotta earn your position. In return, my intentions will be firm but inventive. Game changing sex, player disposition. You can hit me with a text if you wanna get your issue. Cause you fly in the jet, pussy popping like a pistol. When it's hard to neglect that your neck's so official. So while the bounce, you have its own whistle. From your hair to your cuticles, your frown is still beautiful. So damn fine, still don't know what I'ma do with you. Now back to what I alluded to. Baby, if you only know that you can be my side piece, but you'll never be my entree. So what if you find a dim Beyonce? The way my gigolo is set up, I never sway. So what I'm trying to say is you can be my side piece, but you'll never be my entree. So what if you find a dim Beyonce? The way my gigolo is set up, I never sway. So what I'm trying to say is you can be my side.
Yeah, I'm a dog, but I'm never attracting fleas. Got this bad bitch, half black and Japanese. Fine enough to be my steak, but treat her like some mac and cheese. Coleslaw, rice and beans, mashed potato, black eyed peas. No shishka, but I love the way you bob. Up and down, all on this corn on the cob. When she finished with the knob, that's when she throw me the lob. And like Kane, I go to work and finish the job. Nah, you can't be my boo thing. Gotta settle for being in my clan like Boo. She asked me why you only school me in the blue range. Until she seen me and Bay rolling in the Mustang. That look on her face was a moment like Kodak. Those feelings, emotions, you gotta learn to hold back. We blew a dro sack and stool back to Moyak. We can keep it popping, get this dough long as you know that.
You can be my side piece, but you can never be my entree. So what if you find it to Beyonce? The way my gigolo was set up, I never sway. So what I'm trying to say is you can be my side piece, but you'll never be my entree. So what if you find it to Beyonce? The way my gigolo was set up, I never sway. So what I'm trying to say is you can be my side piece.
That side piece.
Right.
Side piece.
That player shit.
Get
man.
You one. Get
man.
You one.
Right.
Make your relationship better.
Maybe three. Depends how much you can handle. But yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, that's just so laid back, man. That type of music, you just smoke a blunt and you just get so fucked up. I mean, it's good time music, summertime music. You know, real
it
laid
is.
Back shit.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. It's a breath of fresh air with all the crap you hear, you know what I'm saying, being pushed on the radio. They need to be playing some stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, and letting people hear some good music, you know.
That's
for
right.
For change.
No doubt.
For fucking change, man. You know, but,
we ain't got to hear mumble mouth all the damn time.
Yeah. Yeah. Something's got to happen. You know what I'm saying? But we got another one here we're going to play in a bit called Lights On. But before we do, I want both you guys, in case anybody wants to get at you for verses and for, you know, shows, whatever, give them your booking information, your social media, all your links.
You can hit us up for booking at nymphmusic@gmail. That's NYMPH music group at gmail.com for bookings. And, my social media is Arsenal, ArcynAl, at any site, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you like to go, I'm there. And KD, you let them know.
Sure, my Facebook is KD, yes, capital KDEE, and then Johnson. Twitter, that's the one and only KD. at the one and only KD. Instagram is KD Hidden Corners. That's KDEE underscore hidden, HITTIN underscore CORNAS.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And if you guys are listening out there, you got an album that's getting ready to come out and you need features and you want some good features, get at these guys. You know what I'm saying? If you're a promoter and you wanna bring them to your city, bring them to your town, get at them. You know what I'm saying? You guys are when you go on the road, do you plan on hitting the Midwest or East Coast or down
definitely,
south?
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Off top.
Definitely,
off top,
man. Definitely want to hit that and across that water, man. So any one of them states is looking to book us, man. Just hit us up. We're willing to get there.
Yeah,
overseas,
you know, they gotta get some of this old, you know, some of this old school Lynchmont West Coast, West Side Connection, NWA history type shit, you know.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, you know, there wouldn't be an NWA if there wasn't key components before NWA. And you were one of those key components, along with Sir Jinx, along with Rendezvous. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and you guys definitely need your props. Shout out to the homie Ben Westhoff. He's got a new book, Original Gangsters. Of course, you were mentioning there, KD. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Good read. It's a good reader.
Oh, yeah, it's a good book,
check that
too.
Out.
Yeah.
Hey, what's his name again? You said Ben what?
Ben Westhoff. The name of the book is Original Gangsters. It's available right now everywhere. And I mean, I was reading stuff in there about, you know, the early days of McCola Records and, you know, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some of the first rhymes... You know what I'm saying? What were some of the first rhymes that you and Cube and Jinx laid down, or some of the first tracks? What even
Ooh,
got you
man.
In? What even got you guys into rapping?
Cube was really, well, we both was really into Ice-T back then. You know what I'm saying? So we used to listen to a lot of Ice-T. And I think Cube's sister or something knew somebody who knew him, and he was supposed to meet him or whatever. And then, I don't know. One day, man, Q came out of his type of class, man. And he had this rap, man. He had this long, like, I don't even remember how many bars it was, man. It was like before we even knew what bars was. I just know it was long. It was this long ass verse, and the shit was hard, man. I'm like, that's your first rap? He's like, yeah, it's my. I was bored in the class, and I just wrote it. After that, he was like, man, we should start a group. And you know, Jinx was already down there with you know, Dre was his cousin, you know, and he had a turntable, already trying to get his DJ thing on. So we started it from there. DIA was born.
See, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Cube laid down this verse, and she was inspired by Ice-T, which a lot of people were, because, you know what I'm saying, that's the OG. But what got you? I mean, did you know you had the talent right away, too? Or were you already rapping at that time, or did you start rapping after that Cube verse?
Yeah, I started rapping after. I didn't know I had the talent. You know, so when he said it, I was like, start a group. We laughed a little bit or whatever, but we went home, man, and went down there, how's that Jinx, and put it together and made it happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's history, people listening on the show tonight. That's West Coast history. You know, and back in those days, too, when you guys came out, I mean, you know, Two Live Crew was over there, I believe, you know what I'm saying? Egyptian Lover. I mean, so many people. Rodney O, Joe Cooley.
Yeah.
That's really the foundation, because without all those pieces, there wouldn't have been, you know what I'm saying, what you have today. You know, Snoop Dogg, The Game, all that stuff. You know, so much props to you guys for being, you know what I'm saying, some of the pioneers of it. You know?
Right.
Definitely.
That.
You know? But,
appreciate that.
We're gonna go off in this track Lights On, and you know what I'm saying,
yes, sir.
We're gonna catch up with you guys later, you know what I'm saying, and then we're gonna bring you on. You're welcome on the show anytime. And if there's anything you wanna say before we play this track, you know what I'm saying, feel free. You guys got the floor, man.
Hey, I just wanna give a shout out to my man Low Diggs that's on this track right here, man. Give a shout out to my man Arsenal, Jacquees, Tony, the producer. Fudge, you know what I'm saying, man? all my folks out there, man, who got your boy love, man, who purchased the album, man, who even purchased a song or whatever, man. I appreciate that, man. Black Rolling Stones, man. Get that. iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music.
West, West.
Hell yeah. Arson Allen, I want to thank you too, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Before I let you go, though, how you get the name Arson Allen? You used to play matchsticks as a kid or something?
Hey, man. When I got in this rap thing, man, you know, I just real good with the pen. And, you know, I was writing, you know, I write a lot of writing. I write R&B songs and rock songs and all kind of shit. People kind of just named me that. It kind of stuck, man. I just roll with it. And I had my name in it, so I said, let's roll with it.
hey, it works, man. Perfect name. Arson Allen, KD, the Black Rolling Stones.
Yes, sir.
You guys are real humble people. We appreciate you. We look forward to having you on again in the future. This is Lights On. Make sure to go get that album, Black Rolling Stones. We'll see you guys in a minute with Don Blanco.
Girl, me thinking that she knows that she knows. Cause she's a pro who ain't afraid to show it. The lights on,
the lights on,
the lights on. She likes to do the thing with the lights on,
the lights on,
the lights on. She likes to do her thing with the lights on.
She likes to watch, and so do I. We believe in voyeurism, so I guess we'll just turn on the lights and watch yourself in the mirror, like watch somebody else from who she sees herself. Man, it's serious. That's when she performs the best. No one can test the dime mama. She works hard for a dime dot. Put it in the belly and watch she go to work like massage parlors with a happy ending. No pretending, beat it up, no surrender. Believe me, bruh, she like a Susie Q. Chocolate with the creamy center, these up to dinner. Simultaneous, sweetest splendor, ain't no explaining this. New position, ain't no name for this. Every time that we arrange for this, satisfaction guaranteed. From every stroke where we had to sleep on the floor because of
death. She winds it, she winds it, she rolls it, she rolls it. She make me feel like I cannot control it. The body girl me thinking that she knows it. Cause she's a pro who ain't afraid to show it. The lights on,
the lights on.
She likes to do the thing with the lights on,
the lights on,
the lights on. She likes to do her thing.
Even if they watch, she can care less. The way we perform, they gon' cheer us. She walked the room with the mirror. She like to watch herself. She's so infatuated. I leave her sweating, all wet. She saturated. No need to act with a star. It ain't like she's scared of the dog. She just wanna see your body jokes, sending both of your heart. No matter what he finds, as long as it's slutty time. That cutty buddy time, bumper clot, dirty wine. Some hips gyrate at a slow or high rate. Clean whatever's on my plate. Gon' divide, annihilate. Body like a nutritionist. Let her be nude exhibitionist. Head to toe, she kissing it. Give some thoughts while she twisting it.
She winds it, she winds it. She rolls it,
she rolls it.
She make me feel like I cannot control it. The body girl me thinking that she knows that
she knows.
Cause she's a pro who ain't afraid to show it.
The lights on,
the lights on,
the lights on.
She likes to do the thing with the lights on,
the lights on,
the lights on. She likes to do her thing with the lights on.
That's a fucking smoking song. That's a smoking song.
Hell yeah. That shit was riding too.
Yeah. It was parlaying shit, man. It's some laid back,
smooth music, and it ain't on that swagged bullshit. It's for the grown folks. Everybody go out and get that album, Black Rolling Stones. Also, folks, if you you want to see something legendary, you're in Houston on October 6th. Esham and Gangsta Nip are actually going to unite and do a show together. That's fucking amazing. Also, it's featuring Mastermind and Moe Dirty. I really hope a track comes out of this. Esham just announced tonight that he's going to be releasing a track tonight or later this week. And some people are already speculating that it might be a track with him and Nip. I don't know. I can't say that for sure. We'll have to wait and see. But if it is, yeah, because those are the pioneers of the shit. You know what I'm saying? Those are the, you know, the two of the originals, as it says on the show flyer.
Right.
Two of the originals of Warcore.
The foundation, the inspiration for a lot of this shit right there.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. We got the homie Don Blanco. He's getting ready to come on pretty soon. Shout out to him, Pace Down Music. We got some tracks. He's got a new mixtape out right now called Love Y'all. And the review's over at UGSForLife.com if you want to check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's a dope project. It's grown folk music, man. It's grown folk music. It's not none of this, you know, little swag stuff. You know, it's a versatile album. You know what I'm saying, but it's grown folk music. I love it. I'm not I'm not one of them dudes that's just you know what I'm saying, into a certain kind of music, you know what I'm saying, but this kind of covers all bases. You know, if you like you know, a little bit of stuff that's you know, laid back a little bit, he's got that. If you like stuff that's a little more aggressive, he's got that. He's got wordplay. They actually got a song in here, 916, representing the 916 Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? I heard, if I heard right, I think Emo said they're shooting a video for it. You know, we'll be playing that here shortly. Matter of fact, we'll be playing that right fucking now. This is 916, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Representing 916 out of Sacramento, California. Pace Style Music. This is Don Blanco. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Yes, right.
Came up out my mama womb crying. Wiped the tears off and started shining. Pinging like a fresh cut diamond. Me and Doc got the high five. He said, welcome kid, you the new thing. Nice to have you in the 916. He got a pad, asked if I was signing. My autograph fresh out the hymen. Now I'm lying, you know I'm just a fool with it. If I coulda, woulda said what it do with it. I'm from the city of the trees where it's 70 degrees. In the winter, man, it only gets cool with it. In the summer, it's a breeze, but it's hotter than police. And they don't allow being no stool pigeon. Nah. It's a cool region. Don't get it twisted, they be beefing. Come from out the creek and get an issue for a reason. Porn is the next big thing. Poor but still a young king. The doctor said stop, look at the clock. The time said 9:16. 9:16. Pumping through my veins. 9:16. From the core of my being. 9:16. Right from the start, it's all up in my heart. I'm from the 9:16. Ain't a place like it. Home is where the heart is.
Uh-huh.
Left my city from the start. Ain't about who's hardest.
Nah.
Rock the jumbo market at the Kickerella Gardens.
Yeah.
Live full of gorillas, but your boy is just an artist. Where I'm from, but I ain't never bang.
Never bang.
Still loving all my people, ain't ashamed.
Ain't ashamed.
Made it through the rain.
Right.
Never wanted fame.
Fine.
Ain't pretending nothing, I just kept it humble, man. What I'm known for in my city, and I've been since I started.
Yeah.
I'ma keep being that till I be a carcass.
Yeah.
Got me much further. Finna get the farthest. See myself large, but imagine me the largest. Imagine second George. Like it was a star. On the map now, just beat the market. Love it or leave it, you can call it whack. That just be them haters, though I'm dope and I'm from
Born is the next big thing.
Poor but still a young king. The doctor said stop, look at the clock. The time said 9:16. Coming through my veins, 9:16. From the core of my being, 9:16. Right from the start, it's all up in my heart. I'm from the 9:16.
I was born
mine is the next big thing.
Big thing.
On my champion quest for the ring.
For the ring.
Even poor, I was still a young king.
Young king.
Boy, I've been rich, never needed bling.
No bling.
Now I'm eating top fine cuisine.
Cuisine.
And every time I stop and look at the clock, I swear I say 916. 916. From my feet up to my brain. 916. Baby pumping through my veins. 916. Pounding all up on the scene. Inside out, the core of my being. The place I was born, though, and learned to get green. I'ma give it up, yo. Shouts to my team. Always making moves, never stuck on the lean. I don't never judge, boy. Just do your thing. Come from your heart and keep it 916. Born is the next big thing. Poor, but still a young king. The doctor said stop, look at the clock. The time said 9:16, 9:16. Coming through my veins, 9:16. From the core of my being, 9:16. Right from the start, it's all up in my heart. I'm from the 9:16, 9:16.
What the fuck I'm talking about. 916, you know what I'm saying, by Don Blanco. Let me bring the homie on right now. You know what I'm saying? Don, how you doing? This Don?
Yeah, what's going on, man? I'm doing great. How you doing, brother?
Oh,
man, what's
good,
going on with
good,
it, Don Blanco?
Man, chilling.
Playing
nice
that banger,
know,
man. Tell us about that song, man.
Man, this is a little song I wrote, you know, dedicated to my beloved city, man, Sacramento, California. Had an opportunity to, you know, produce that one. Close to my heart, man. I love it.
Hell yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And you work closely with the homie Emo, man. What's it like working with him? Because he's been putting it down for many years.
Many, many years. You know, I was a fan of his before we started working together. We actually are out and about shooting the video to that song right now. So it's crazy. It's crazy working with him, man. It's never a dull moment. We always moving around.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got that video to look forward to. If I already know Emo on the video, he's going to kill it with the editing. You know what I'm saying? So look forward to that video. 916. That was a banger, man. That's the type of song you want to play a few times, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially during
that,
the ride. Yeah, yeah. That's real talk, homie. That shit's banging, man. You know, we got plenty more. Now you got the mixtape, Love Y'all, that's out right now. I reviewed it over at UGS for Life. I thought it was a phenomenal mixtape, but I also felt that, man, this thing is should be sold. You know what I'm saying? They're getting it. That's the best part about it. They're getting it for free. What made you want to put a price tag of zero on it?
Man, well, you know, I got the disc and I did the free download. You know, just really trying to get my name out there a little bit more. I really appreciate the support that you guys have shown. You know, UGS for Life. You know, I really appreciate the support and the review. Such an honest
Hell yeah.
review. I just really trying to put my name out there a little bit more, and so I figure if I put a free one out there, then people will pay attention a little bit more. But I'm done with that after this one, man. You know, because we work really hard on this music. It's all really heartfelt. You know, it's high quality. You know, dealing with Emo, him putting the mix and the master on all my stuff. So I feel like, you know, it's worth a few dollars. So, you know, going
yeah.
forward, it'll be more of the iTunes and just really putting it out there for purchase.
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely. What about though for the collectors? Do you got physical copies?
I absolutely have physical copies. We've been riding around the city all day today, all last week, getting them in people's hands. Man, been going crazy. So yeah, we definitely have the physical copies also.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, it's all substance. That's the best part about it. It's all substance. There's no dumbed down mumble rap. There's talent. You know what I'm saying? There's actual meaning. You know what I'm saying? It's the overall good
well thought out project.
What's next for
Don Blanco? What can we look forward to after this?
Well, after this one, then of course I have the collective album I did together with my brother Emo, Mature Hip Hop. That one is right around the corner. It's already recorded and done. Just going to shoot a few visuals for that and put that one out next. And then, of course, after that is my debut solo album, What's a Better Man?
Wow. Debut. You sound like you've been doing this for years, and it's your debut. That's amazing.
My debut, man. I appreciate that. And, you know, just working, man. I mean, you know, I've been doing it for years behind the scenes, but it really took Emo to say, hey, man, put this stuff out. Just really do this for real, man. And so ever since I met Emo, we've just been rocking like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Emo's no joke, man. That dude is a one-man army. You know, he pretty much does it all.
Yeah, he's stay on the ground.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah,
for real.
Yeah, that's a hustler. That's a California hustler right there. That dude, he's serious about his chips. You know what I'm saying? But he knows the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? He knows what has to be done to put the food on the table. I respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
A lot of these guys, they get in here just to do it. You know what I'm saying? There's no real motivation, you know, behind it. He's got real motivation. And, you know, solid dudes. Shout out to Emo.
Shout out
to
God.
How long have you been knowing him?
I've been knowing Emo for about 3 years now. Yeah, I just met him, you know, online, trying to get my music out there a little bit. I really wanted to record just one small project to give out to some family members and stuff like that, just to say, hey, you guys, you know, I'm doing this music, you know, just for myself, but here's something quality. So I knew what he was able to put out there, and I wanted it to be high quality. I wanted to have a video to go with it. So just on the business tip, I hit Emo like, hey, can you help me out, bro? And, you know, ever since then, we just kind of click-clacked. Our personalities worked out good, and he brought me on team. So I'm real thankful for that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, everybody, the new mixtape, Love Y'all, is out right now. We're going to play a couple more songs. We're going to chop it up with you for a bit, kind of pick your brain a little bit. One I want to go right now, speaking of picking brains, Food for Thought, man. Tell everybody about this band.
Food for Thought, man. This is a song with myself, Emo, and Paystyle recording artist Mr. G. Just giving a little food for thought for the city on the come together. Just saying, you know, we should all kind of try to get together and come together like butt cheeks in this thing, you know? So that's what this one's about. Produced by Mr. G himself, also known as KG on the beat.
And that's what I'm talking about. Don't go anywhere, anybody. We got the homie Don Blanco right here. This is Food for Thought. We'll be right back. UGSforLife.com. Hit the line, 714-409-0548. Peace.
KG on the beat. Pain style motherfucking music. And I think it's about time we give y'all some food for thought. Mr. G, Don Blanco and Sir Emo, let's go.
KG done did it again on the beat.
On the beat.
DB done put another pin on the sheet.
On the sheet.
We coming with it, it's gonna be a me.
Be a me.
Better believe it, it's like a race of these MC athletes. Cats be all up in the city I'm from.
Sacramento.
Disbelieving in the old and the young.
Sacramento.
Thinking they holding the key, they the one.
The one.
Misleading they self, cause ain't nobody on it.
Uh-huh.
Couple of rappers on the fringes. Double or triple of that in the trenches. Caps and backpacks digging the ditches. The fact is sex, always handling business.
Everybody want an opportunity. I see a gang of guys banging their community. I see a lot of us, but not a lot of you and me.
We need that northeast, southwest sex, town unity.
That's true, I believe in this.
Take five fingers, man, make them to a fist.
Stop eating top ramen at the bottom.
Get up with the fist and start whooping on them.
Walking tall, I ain't gon' fall. I've never been a small stepper. Gonna keep coming
with it. I'm a paid style music rapper. Don't get it twisted and mix it, shaking like salt and pepper. You want a trip, you get hit and lit up like Uncle Fester. I'm from a city where they throwing sounds like they protesters. You better watch your back, you know they about to come and get you. I'm hearing that they claim they quick, but I'm a little quicker. Let them know how it's about to go. Yeah, stay sick, but I'm a little sick. I can hit the street and maybe I can trick. I'm trying to smoke out with some hard liquor. Don't never fight, cause your bar bigger. Stay a night winning, you tripping, nigga. My name is Mr. G, and some call him KG. I am him, he is me. 808 and 16.
They say keep your circle tight. Well, I keep my circle closed. Too many turn they back when they supposed to be my bros. My mission is success, trying to accomplish all my goals. Raising my beard, show me proof of getting old. So why not chase the victory before the world's end? With my steel toe boots, I kick the dough to get a sin. I sacrifice not sin, but I learn from all mistakes. If I'm breathing, I'm working, cause it never gets too late. And some suckers hate, cause I won't quit. To me, that's just a shame. Speaking on my name, like I don't be giving up game. But one day, they gon' see I ain't the one that should be blamed. I'm trying to get that dough to pay my bills so I maintain. And I can't be wrong for doing that. Spend it all, then make it back. To get it all without selling crack. Never lie, just all facts. They got me pushing on my pay style shit. Trying to get money, we ain't never on no freestyle shit. I might look bummy, but I bet I'm doing more than you, nigga. Thinking it's funny when I see him running over you, nigga. We living in a crazy world where they don't give a fuck. All they want is money, why they killing us? No giving up, I gotta give you food
for thought for my city.
That's the type of shit
show
that can get people just amped the fuck up. You know, I mean, I said earlier, you got laid back music, of course. You know what I'm saying? You got music you could just ride to, and then you got that music. I don't know if you guys seen that video. It's been going around Facebook. The guy was riding with his family, and every time a song comes on, he likes. He's grabbing his kid, you know, shaking the shit out of him, and. You know, that's the type of song right there, a high-octane, high-energy song. Dope shit, man. Dope shit. What about
right
shows?
On,
are you guys going to be doing some shows?
Absolutely, man. The first one that I have coming up right now is 10/28, October 28th in Manteca. We might have a few before then, but that's the first solid one that I know for sure is going down. So, everybody can just follow me on my social media, you know, to look out for locations and stuff on that. But I'll definitely have Emo in the house and have Mr. G up there with me, and we'll rock out for him one time, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That'll get him going. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what I love about the project overall is the versatility. It's you know, it's a little something for everybody. A little something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Appreciate
you know,
that.
Was that your intentions making this?
Well, you know, I don't know if I intended on it being like that specifically, but I just know that I am kind of a versatile person. You know, like I'm always doing different stuff. I have a lot of different thoughts. I have a lot of different emotions. I have a lot of different feelings. And I try to be real authentic with the music. So whatever song I'm doing at the time is kind of going to reflect how I'm feeling at the time. So it's all over the place, just like my mind is, you know.
Yeah.
Some songs are going to be hype. Some songs are going to be slow. Some you're going to have some mid-tempo stuff. It's just all about what's going on with me and my personal life at the time.
See, that's another thing, too, respect that you're putting your reality into the mix. You know, a lot of guys, you know, these fugazis, man, they're fakes. They're putting a lot of fraudulent material in the music, stuff they never did. I like you keeping it real, man. I appreciate that as a fan.
Man.
We got the homie Sim from France. He's got a question for you. I'm going to bring him on. What's up, Sim?
Right on.
Yeah, Michael Kane.
What's up, Sim?
Michael Kane. Hi. What's up, Don Blanco? Yeah, did the Mob song got an influence on how you spit lyrics and the music production eventually and the bass sound, you know?
Oh, well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that very much, Sam.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He was wondering if the mob sound from the Bay helped influence your style.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I grew up listening to mob music, you know, all that stuff from the Bay Area. You know, Sacramento's not that far from the Bay, so we've always been influenced by that sound. You know, we have our own sound also, but definitely that mobbish kind of sound is something that we picked up from our Bay Area neighbors and something that's close to my heart. You know, I bump mob music all the time.
Yeah, because the Sactown flow, you can feel it. It's very different from the rest of the Bay. The Sactown, like even Brother Lynch or Emo or X-Rated or all them rappers, Gangsta Drill, all these rappers, you get this type of flow, Sactown, Sacramento sound, Sacramento flow, you know.
What's your
talk.
Question?
Yeah. No, he was just saying that you had the Sacktown flow. He recognized
the Sacktown
flow. Oh, I appreciate that.
It's very different.
You know what I'm saying?
916, baby. I appreciate you tuning in.
A well representation of the 916. Thanks, Sim, for calling in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. Let's give him another one. Never Back Up. Tell him about this one.
Never Back Up. This is inspired by me being a kid and back in the days when I would play fight. I have three younger brothers and I would try to toughen them up a little bit, and we would play fighting in the house, and I'd always tell them, never back up, you know, when I'd be swinging on them, don't back up from me, you know, keep coming forward, and you know, and I always remembered that, and you know, just kind of applied it to the song. And just talking about not backing down from nothing, always moving forward with your plans, with your life. There's always going to be some adversity, but never back up.
Hell yeah, definitely. We're going to play this song, then we're going to come back, chop it up with you for a few more minutes, then we're going to give a one more song, and then we're going to encourage everybody to go out and download this free mixtape. There's no excuse not to get it. You know what I'm saying? It's called Love Y'all. Go to UGSLife.com, go in the review section. It's right there. The link is in there to download it. You know what I'm saying? Get that right now. This is Never Back Up by Tom Blanco.
For the underdog and the underdog that believed in themselves. I was short and chubby, I had them whack track shoes. Looked like a dork all stubby, sometimes I felt the blues. Related to the nerds, but had friends that was cool. Back before the swag and the fat tattoos. I got bullied a little, stood my ground. Had a couple cats help me learn how to get down. Homie Sam taught me how to break an arm hook. Learned to take a smack to the head from Uncle Arnold. Dad was absent, so I learned a little late. Win some, lose some, fight another day. A thing I learned early was to pass it along. If I took a little whooping, I just took it on home. One thing I wasn't was a poop butt.
Never that.
Turn it to a lesson for my brothers, put your dukes up. Taught them throw lefts, rights, protect your face. Practice throwing things all up in the hallway. As far as they knew, I was the best fighter ever. Taught them bomb first and the back down never. Skilled in them, don't ever lack, bruh. And when you scrap, whatever you do, don't ever back up. Never back up. Never back up. Never back up. Never back up. Stay with that. It became my thing. Applied it to my life and just about everything. Wasn't good in school, but didn't want to fail. Pockets wasn't full, but didn't want to go to jail. I figured I could do a year if it came to it. Got me a bundle of that Mary Jane, learned to move it.
Got the gang from my homie AK.
What's up, nigga?
Young and dumb, but I was feeling like a king or something. Luckily for me, I kinda moved on.
Mature.
Used to carry a yistle, but didn't use my dome. Had myself in some wrong situation.
Really,
I thank Father God for his long patience. Thanks to him, I really slowed my rope. Reeled it in a little bit, got a hold of my pole. Learned to use the gift of gab to get dough and how to stack up. Learned that, never turn back, never learned how to back up. Never back up. Never back up. Never back up. Never back up.
I bet my old teachers think I'm dead. I hardly ever listen, but I heard what they said. Got my real game from Stevie G and Uncle Nate.
Real
be good to those good to you and don't be a fake. If you're tough and hit something, I can hit you back. Don't be sipping from another nigga's cup looking like a slap. Me and Mouth Dog taught ourselves not to look like a bitch. All the niggas' faces lighting a cigarette. This is the game that I use to this day. Also got a lot from bro-in-law Big Dave. Quiet as kept, I see him like a father figure. Taught me not to be lazy and to see the bigger picture. He the one that taught me be a Raider fan. The way they playing, how to be a faithful man. As far as game, I've been laced from my bootstraps up. These dudes taught me what to do, but not to back up. Never back up. Never back up.
Never back up. Now see that one right there, Don. That
hell could, yeah.
That could be that could be in the category of almost some East Coast hip hop. See what I'm saying,
oh,
folks? You're listening to this, dude's flipping it in
nice
all different
beat
direction. Yeah, that's some. That reminds me of some Nas or some, you know, some straight East Coast hip hop, man. That's
wow,
dope. I could tell you're influenced by many, many different forms of music. Well, who are some of the artists you grew up listening to?
Man, you know, I listened to everybody, man. From Sugar Hill Gang, you know, that's like the very first group I remember listening to and being like, guess what? That's what I am. And then, you know, on from them, you know, Flash and the Furious Five, Too Short, all the Bay Area cats, all the Sacramento cats, Lynch, Triple Six, you know, anybody you can think of, you know, everybody from Sacramento, all the Bay Area cats. I was a huge BDP fan back in the day. I love Nas, I love Biggie, I love Pac. I listened to all hip-hop. I was one of those kids that got the rap magazines or the Source or something like that and just had every single poster up in my room, just like every single one. I didn't even know who the rapper was. They were up on my wall.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, man. That's pretty much what I was on, too. You know what I'm saying? Then, of course, the Murder Dog came out, and that changed everything, you know what I'm saying, as far as, because I know for a fact it turned a lot of people onto some good music, you know what I'm saying, in different parts of the country, because you never saw an Al Capone or a 3-6 Mafia or a Master P in none of those other magazines prior to them being in the Murder Dog.
That's
you know
right
what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're a huge hip-hop head, man. You're a huge hip-hop head. You ought to, next time we do one of these roundtables and get some of these, you know, we get people from different parts of the country, just chop it up, man. We will bring you on and, you know what I'm saying, just speak about hip-hop.
Bro,
yeah, that's what we do. It's all about preservation, you know?
That's
yeah
what hip-hop needs, man. Needs to be preserved. Stuff is crazy right now, man.
It's so whack, man. The shit they're talking, we call them the mumble rappers.
don't know what they're saying or what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And many of them are so disrespectful to legends of the Pioneers. One cat said he didn't even want to do a rap on a DJ Premier beat. You know, so how could you not want to? People would be dying to get in line to get a DJ Premier beat to rap on.
You know,
there's no respect. I don't know what the fuck's going on with these guys.
It's crazy. And then, you know, it's all about style over substance, you know. If they have the style that's in style right now, it seems like people are like, okay, I'm ready for that. And no substance, that don't make sense, don't really have anything to say. And hip-hop has never been about that. Hip-hop has always been about what is true to the individual that's performing and the individual that's watching. You know, it had to be relatable. So I don't know
if I'm getting old
or this industry has just changed so much. I'm out of style, but it's one of the two. Might be both.
I know I'm getting old. I know I'm getting old. But at the same token, you know, it's a big difference, you know what I'm saying, from the music we came up off of to what is going on now. And you could tell that the guidance isn't there for these guys. They don't have people checking them. These rappers should be checking them. I think a lot of them are trying to fit in, if you want to know the truth. A lot of them are trying to stay relevant by, oh, well, if I do a song with a Young Thug or whoever the fuck the artist of the day is, that they want to fucking, you know, oh, this will put me back on. You know, and that's not the way it should be at all.
Who's in charge of that, man? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It really is. We're gonna give them the title track off the mixtape. Love y'all, man. Perfect way to go out of here. But before we do, please, if anybody wants to get at you for features, shows, what's the best way they can reach Don Blanco?
You know what? The Facebook page is probably the best. It's Facebook/Ronaldo Blanco. I'm also on the Twitter machine at Don Blanco. Instead of the A, you just use the 4, so DONBL4NCO. I'm on Instagram and Snapchat under Don Blanco 73. So any of those hooks work. Also, you can, if you just want to use the old school email, like I got my boy Emo on my mind, the old school email is get@DonBlanco@gmail. get@DonBlanco@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. You guys got to get at him for a verse. You heard him spit on here tonight. The songs are dope. He ain't coming with no whack shit. He's got bars. Appreciate you, man. And again, go to UJazzForLife.com. Check out the review. And also right there in the review is the download link where you can get the mixtape for free. No excuses, people. No excuses.
It's free.
Yeah, we're out of this motherfucker. Shout out to Don Blanco. I want to shout out to the Black Rolling Stones, Katie and Arsenal, and of course the homie Emo. Shout out to Sin. And shout out to my brother Mac J. He's been feeling under the weather lately. Hope you get to feeling better. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah, well,
just trying to get my voice
man.
Back, man. That's it.
Feel better,
slowly but surely. You know what I'm saying? It's coming along. We all going to go through. It's that time of year, unfortunately. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night because we got a special show tomorrow night. We actually got, Risky, who did a lot of Tupac's artwork. He did the Illuminati, you know what I'm saying, the drawing with Tupac on the cross. He did some stuff for Snoop. Did a lot of pieces for Death Row. He's actually got a book out right now. He's going to be on tomorrow, so make sure you tune in and check that out. But again, I can't stress enough, go to UJSForLife.com, go to the reviews, click on that Don Blanco link, you know what I'm saying, check out the review, you know, read what I said about it, download it, maybe you'll agree with me, you know what I'm saying, or maybe you'll even give it a better review than I did, because the music is banging. You're going to love it. This is Love Y'all by Don Blanco. We're out of here. UGS for life. Shout out to Paystyle.
So fun.
It's all family, no friends, but you know that though. I'ma say that till the end, cause they come and go. Soon as I meet you, I can peep you, get your character. I swear it's like a gift, don't know where it first occurred. All I know is that it works, and it comes with several perks. I can gather up the genuine and weed out all the jerks. If I meet you, then we click, then I'm like, bam. I'ma choose you like Pikachu, use my fam. Check my history, a simple man, no mystery. But I can only keep a couple close, you can't trust most folks. Some out to get you, others only want to get their issue. They squeeze you dry, then discard you like some tissue. That's why I value everybody I can count on. Even though it only seems like it's a few, about the same amount of fingers I can count on too.
I do love you. You can have a piece of my love. Wherever you
brothers from around the way, the ones that come up in the system that'll pound your face. It never sees the year they end up in the jail than be successful. They put us all in jail, then they wonder why the jail. But we can't make bail in this boo.
It's boo.
Everybody know that I be telling the truth. This is for the daddies out helping the youth.
They do.
Keeping them from failing in school. I'm telling you, the news is a joke.
It's a joke.
Quick to tell the bad, but when it's good, they don't repost.
They don't repost.
It's more than just one story out the hood. They always want to tell bad, but never want to tell the good. What about my brother Mal, who gave up drinking for his health? He didn't want nobody's help, just did it for himself. Or how about all these brothers trying to make do?
Yeah,
thank you.
I do love you. Have a piece of my love.
Supported me or was there, whoever lent a hand to me or ever gave a care. You dropped me off at work or picked me up when I was done. You helped me with my daughters or you helped me with my sons. You let me borrow money or just let me have some. You get me when I be weird or when I'm acting half dumb. You made me up a plate when you knew I needed food.
I needed food.
The show, you know we smooth. You can bet you on my brain. When people mention you, I put respect up on your name. Won't let nobody talk about you saying that you lame. And when it comes to me, I know you'd always do the same. I think it's such a shame that we ain't hollered in a while. But when we finally do, it'll be our same old style.
For sure,
real don't ever change, even though the times do. One thing I know is that
I do love you. You can have a piece of my love.